Good morning, all. How's everybody? Good to see all of you. It's a good morning. I was just talking to the doctors. You know, Mark and Ellen have kitties, and I guess they were playing Scrabble the other night, and one of the kitties ate a bunch of tiles. So they were kind of good mommy and daddy taking care. So they took the kitty to the vet. They were still waiting, no word yet. I have been waiting like 3 weeks to tell that joke, and it's still funny. I'm simple. Announcements. What do we have by way of announcements for this morning as we are prepared to gather ourselves in worship? Michael, I'm going to ask you to scoot over to Debbie Gunther, our mission leader, please.
Good morning. I just wanted to let everyone know we did very well at Village Inn. We got 119, which I always figure that's pretty good. The next fundraiser will be at Bubba's on September 17th. Thank you very much.
Village Inn, $119 you raised just by eating. Yay. Amen. Thank you. Announcement?
I wanted to remind you that there are some brand new cards out there. They're only a dollar and a half, I think. And they're sorted by happy birthday, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're in the need for any new cards for the fall, please think about it. Thank you.
What if we're in need of new Scrabble tiles? Other announcements for the good of the order. Michael, Helen Collins down here has an announcement. Stand up if you would, Helen, please.
I just want to say thank you for all the volunteers and all the hard work they do, and especially for Diana. She took out that tree that split last winter, and that was a big job.
Thank you. Yes, all you greeners and all you fixers and doers, thank you. Many people do many jobs, and we're thankful for all of them, and we are grateful. But yes, God's glory outside has been pruned nicely. It's beautiful out there. Other announcements for the good of the order? Give me a second. I have two brains, and the two are not talking to each other. I cannot remember what the other thing was. All right. Next Sunday, Communion Sunday, we will gather for World Communion Sunday. By the way, it is a special offering. If you are able to contribute, World Communion Sunday goes to worldwide events and is a good benefit. So bring a special offering. As is always the case, you can put it in an envelope, put it in the bowl in the back. Other announcements? Anything else for the good of the order? Ms. Paya. Michael, Paya is on your left there.
I just want to make this heartfelt announcement. Next Sunday will be Barbara Shaw's last Sunday with us. Barbara, we appreciate you and your talent. And then for everybody who's online or here, you know, if you want to show up and say hello to her, that'll be awesome. Thank you, Barbara.
Amen. I've been trying to blackmail her into staying, but I can't get any dirt on her. Michael, Holly Armstrong. Is there another Sunday before? Oh, that's right, 2 weeks. 30 days hath September. Okay, very good. So World Communion Sunday is 2 weeks, not next week. Thank you, Holly.
October 6th. First Sunday is next Sunday.
Oh,
October 6th.
I used to know how to read a calendar, but I've forgotten. Next week is October 1st.
No, it's September
starting on August 7th.
You know it all. You got it all figured out. All right. 2 weeks before World Communion Sunday. I'm only a month off. I'm catching up. I'm new here, and I don't understand all these things, so thank you all. Thank you all for all of your help there. If you're joining us online, confusion is rampant here from the pulpit at the moment, but we hope to have that straightened out before we get to the sermon and the word. Amen? God will guide us through, and we are grateful for that. Anything else for the good of the order? All right, not saying anything. Stand, if you will. Wave hello to one another. Let's turn and let Stephanie lead us in the call to worship.
Will you please join me in the call to worship? Loving God, we praise your abiding guidance, O God. Divine Creator, you sent us Jesus, our teacher and Messiah. Christ, the model for us, the way of love for the whole universe. Open our ears to hear your word. Draw us together in the word, one people closer to Christ. We offer these prayers of love on behalf of ourselves and our neighbors. In Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. And please join in our first hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be.
The words will be up on the screen, but if you want to turn to the book, it's on page 399. Seated.
Our first scripture lesson today comes from Psalm chapter 15. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue and do no evil to their friends, nor heap shame upon their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. The word of the Lord. The ensemble will now be coming forward and singing Every Valley.
Thank you.
Holly apologized when she came up. She said, I didn't mean to get you all flustered. And I said, that's where I live. So no problem ever. And confusion is just another state in the union. By way of prayer concerns, we do have a list on our back of our bulletin. We want to lift those and be aware of those. The funeral this past week at the Presbyterian Church. Charlie's husband, Rick, passed, and we want to make sure that we acknowledge Rick Morrell. Grace to that family, life and death, and life again in Jesus Christ. Amen. Others, anybody else? How did Andrew's vertigo resolve? Is it all done? It's all done, okay. I wish my dizziness would go away, but I think it's called old age. So, I have been lifting as a continuing prayer gun violence, and we need to continue to pray on that, but we also need to just consider violence. Attacks with knives, attacks in other ways, attacks that are from a angry group, and that the fostering of those groups and that antagonism is antithetical to who we are as Christians, and we need to explore that, think about that, pray about that. I hope you can join me in that encounter. Floods and fires continue, a hurricane. Anybody, Paya, do you know anybody in Hawaii that's filling us in on the hurricane there? No news from there, all right. Ruella had a prayer concern, please.
I'd like prayers for our whole family. We have a crisis. I just soon not say what it is right now, but your prayers, God will know. So okay. Please pray for our whole family. Thank
All
you.
All right, prayers for your family. Amen. Mike Richard Schneer.
Last Tuesday, Jim Weaver, who is a member of St. Mark's over here, where I'm also a member, was bitten by a black widow spider. And now, 6 days later, he's just now beginning to be able to eat and to sleep. He's not been able to do either, but he's a long ways from the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
So I guess it can be terribly serious.
All right, Jim from St. Mark's Lutheran, bitten by a black widow spider. Okay, all right. Thank you for those. Other concerns in our midst. For those unspoken prayers, for those unspoken concerns and worries, for those dark nights of the soul, we left prayers as well. Celebrations. What celebrations do you have to share this morning? This is the 25th year. I have today is Fran's birthday, 86 years young. Happy birthday, young lady. Monday, my son-in-law, Joe Vesio, is having a birthday, and celebrate him and that family in Grand Junction. And next Sunday, I have down here, Paya Kelemani is having a birthday. Is that right, Paya? Are you going to celebrate one this year?
Maybe.
All right, we're waiting to see what Nalo has in store there. All right. Others, do we have other anniversaries, celebrations, milestones? Michael, Paya would like, she has it. Go ahead.
Lucy Nita Tolutau is not here. But Friday was her retirement from UPS after 22 years. So we celebrate her tonight somewhere. I don't know where we're going for dinner, but we're gonna do that. And so we praise God for that.
All right, celebrating Lucy. Thank you. Lucinita.
One more. Sorry, everyone. Ceylani Relford, she would come, not often, but she would come, has been enrolled in school and college in Missouri for a full ride basketball scholarship.
Amen. Solani, full ride scholarship. Amen. What is her degree area? We don't know. All right. That's all right. Annie is an achievement. We'll celebrate all of those. All right. Celebrations, wonders, grief, everything. Gird your loins that we're coming into a political season. Just be the Christians you're called to be. Be the peacemakers. Amen. All right. Any other prayers? Let's turn to our unison prayer and read responsively. Lord God, your Son Jesus has untied our burdens and healed our spirits. We lift up the prayers of our hearts for those still burdened, those seeking healing, those in need within the church and those around the world. Hear our prayers that we may love you with our whole being. Hear our prayers that we may be willing to share the concerns of our neighbors. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, we gather with you. You know us. You know us before we come in, and you know us after we have gone out. You know us entirely. Help us remember to pause and acknowledge your love, your grace, your presence with us. Help us to trust. Help us to put our hope in you. In these days, Lord, we are moving toward the end of our summertime. School has returned. Students have returned to the classrooms and teachers. Bless the teachers. Bless the schools. Empower them, enable them, and give them gifts and graces to offer up words of wisdom and love and care and nurture, to instruct our young people in all of the maths and sciences and the humanities, and also in your love and compassion and your care. You're sharing one with another. You're sharing of the love of all people, all of your children. Lord, be with all of those. Be with parents who work so hard and who care for children, who care for all of those charges. And for those adults in education, celebrations of scholarships and education and learning, and in all things, Lord, you are with us when we work toward your goal of righteousness. Help us be that people. Help us continue to celebrate, to learn, to grow. Let us never stop loving and opening our hearts and opening our minds, that you might reach us in ways beyond our imagination. Lord God, we come before you, a humble people. We try to be humble. We're growing in our humility, Lord. Be with us. And inspire us, lead us, teach us, open our eyes, open our ears. Let us hear twice before we speak once. Help us as we are moving on to perfection. Help us as we acknowledge that we are learning about Christianity and are not the authorities on that, that only Jesus Christ is the authority. Help us share with our brothers and sisters the love of the Lord through Christ shown on us, the love of the Prince of Peace that we need to share with the world. And Lord God, join us this morning. Join us as we begin our week. Join us as we pause in prayer, and then join all of the people in the world as we share the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Barbara, would you honor us with an offertory?
If you'll please stand and join me in our gospel lesson for this morning. The reading comes from the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 1 and 6 through 13. Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, he said to them, "Isaiah prophesies rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts and doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.' Then he said to them, 'You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks ill of father or mother must surely die. But you say that if anyone tells father or mother, whatever support you might have had from me is Corban, that is an offering to God, then you no longer permit doing anything for a father or mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many things like this.'" The word of the Lord. I can have the kids come down for our VBS song.
Holding on to your promises, you are the God who holds.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Never Let Go of Me. That was the name of that one. So you can go home and call that and get a hold of that and hang on to that. I like to always lift. This is from Group, and they do a lot of their filming, as you know, right around our area. That was my backyard. As a matter of fact, I was in one of those shots. Remember the sloth that was hanging? Did you hear the scriptures? Stephanie always does a great job. Psalm 15. We don't always read out of the Psalms. Sometimes there's just so much going on. There was a lot going on in this Sunday's readings, but I have been enjoying leading around the edges of things. So we'll explain that in a minute. But here's Psalm 15. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? And the answer, those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their heart. I don't know about you, but I am trying to walk blamelessly. I'm trying to do what's right. I'm trying to speak what the Lord speaks, truth from my heart. And I keep stumbling. Am I the only one? Am I the only one that just, man, I'm trying, and I think all of a sudden I'm doing great, and then reality sneaks up on me and says, oh, ha, ha, ha. Am I the only one? And then in the back of my mind, in my ear, I hear Reverend Ron Hodges. Any of you know Ron Hodges? Wonderful pastor, great guy, kind of a mentor to me in many ways, retired now, but what a vibrant member of our conference. And he would say to us, he says, we are moving on to perfection. Are we perfect yet? You don't even answer that. We are moving on to perfection. Does that apply to anybody else in here? We are moving on to perfection. Say it with me. We are moving on to perfection. We're trying to get there. We're working. We have feet of clay. There are days when my feet of clay work all the way up to about right here. All of me feels like clay. We are the Simon Peter who promised to follow the Lord through all of his trials and tribulations and then denied him three times. Remember? Remember what Simon Peter did? Feet of clay, human, studying, working, and yet moving on to perfection. I have a ways to go. I have good news. I have the good news of Jesus Christ that says, although I have failed in some ways, when I come before the Lord with a humble heart, earnestly attempting to do better and confess, I have forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's a big struggle for me. You know, I can remember all of the events of my youth, and you know, the things that stand out the most are the places where I wish I could go back and apologize and say, oops. And I remember those places that I have failed badly. We are forgiven them through Jesus Christ. I have confessed them. I will never let them happen again. To the best of my ability. And in Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. My struggle is to accept that forgiveness. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I am the only prodigal son who went astray and have not yet acknowledged that the Father welcomes me back. So we are in the midst of that. And that's huge. We need to understand that. That's good news. Amen? We are moving on to perfection. It's kind of funny. I'm seeing two graph lines, and one is moving on to perfection, and the other one is fading into mindlessness as I get older here. Forgetfulness and old ears that make mistakes and hear things wrong. Has anybody else made a terrible mistake because they misheard something? Hate it when that happens. and yet to confess and be forgiven. What an amazing thing. Mark 7, the other scripture that Stephanie read, it jumped there. Did you hear that? It was verse 1, and then it jumped to verse 6 or 7 or something. And it's the Pharisees and scribes. They have come, and they're setting out to try and mess Jesus up, trying to trap him in one of their logical and arguments and one of their indictments, one of their ways of saying, see, we know, we caught you. Your disciples don't wash properly. The temple says that after you eat or go to the marketplace, you have to wash properly, ritually wash, just so. And before you do this, you must ritually wash, just so. And you and your disciples are not doing that. We know you're not doing that. And they were right. It was true. But he comes back. Jesus responds. And he says, that may be the case, but you are doing something else called Corban. How many of you have heard that term before? If you have seen The Fifth Element, it's a science fiction movie. Bruce Willis, Mila Jovovich. Fun movie, fun science fiction film, but his name is Corban Dallas. You don't need to remember that, but Corban is the word, C-O-R-B-A-N. It's on the front of the bulletin, I think, somewhere in there. It's the name of the sermon. There we go, Corban. None of you have heard of that before? Neither had I. And yet right here it was in the scripture. Did you hear it? But we never read it in the lectionary because it's kind of an obscure and different thing. And I have to try and explain it to you now, and this is going to be a mess. I am horrible with things to do with money and banking and all of that, but I'll do my best. And this is ancient stuff anyway. Corban is this method of taking some of your money and dedicating it away, making it Corban. It's reserved for the temple. The best analogy I can give is wealthy people who take money and store it away in an offshore account so they don't get taxed on it. But you see, the commandment, you remember those commandments, the Ten Commandments of Mount Sinai? One of them is honor your mother and father. And that was important because they didn't have Social Security. They didn't have IRAs. They didn't have any safety nets for old people. The only way that old people were cared for was by their children. And so honoring your mother and father, it included taking care of them in their old age, taking care of them if they were poor, taking care of them if they were ill. That's not an easy job. And grace to those who do that job. But that's part of what the commandment calls for. Well, here were some people that had quite a bit of money, and they said, well, I don't have that money to help my mother and father because it's Corban. It's over here. It can't be used to help mom and pop. It's dedicated to the temple. Now, the persons who had declared it, they could still use that money, that fund somehow. I don't understand how that worked, but they could have access to it, but they couldn't be forced to use that to support their mother and their father. That's Corban. Now you learn something that's in the Bible that a lot of people, you want to do a trivia contest sometime, hit them with Corban. Do you understand it entirely now? No, neither do I. So here are these deceitful people who are defrauding their parents, who are doing something that's pretty naughty, really, isn't it? And you know, sometimes people do things like that. Those acts of darkness, those acts that blacken their souls and that will lead to greater darkness. and greater darkness. A darkness that, if not stopped, will eventually swallow the deceivers. Think on that. It's a darkness that grows and feeds on itself. But then I had a question about them, the Pharisees and scribes and those people who are using this Corbin dodge. Did they realize their sin? Did they realize their scam? Were they intentional about defrauding their parents? Or was this just a way of, I have this money, I want to dedicate it to the temple. I'm a good person and I want to set it aside for the use of the temple. You know, it's okay to be frugal. It's okay to be wise with your money. It's okay to store money up for your old age or to put things in investments. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you don't focus on money for money. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money itself is just a tool. I have some screwdrivers in my shop. They're just tools. They help me do certain jobs. Money is just a tool. I don't worship my screwdrivers. Although there's a couple that are kind of my favorites, but we won't go down there. So were these Pharisees and the scribes who were condemning Jesus over this trivial washing business and ignoring this sin of Corban, were they intentional about their sinfulness? Were they really thinking that they could get away with defrauding God? Were they unaware? Maybe they weren't even consciously aware that they were doing something that Jesus here and now confronts openly. And it's worth noting that Jesus confronts this and it's gone now. Corbin isn't around anymore because Jesus pretty well nailed it to the wall right there. He called it out for what it was, the improperness of it, the unethicalness of it, and it's gone. Corbin is not. Christ is continuing to change the world around us. Recognize that, share that, be aware of how much things happen in the world from our relationship with Christ. But so were these Pharisees and scribes, were they aware? I don't know. And before we sit here and criticize them for this awful thing that they were doing, there's another parable that Jesus tells us. Don't criticize your neighbor for having a splinter in their eye when you have a log in your own eye. Remember that one? Part of our culture, part of our knowing and our awareness and judging. So here maybe we need to pause and examine ourselves. Hopefully in our hearts we realize all of the things we're doing and we aren't deluding ourselves and thinking, well, I can do this and it's going to be okay and God won't mind. When deep down we have some doubt about it, we know in our hearts maybe. Sometimes we don't. That worries me a lot. Sometimes we injure others without being aware that we've injured them. In my very first church, I was just fresh out of seminary and the associate pastor, and I preached a sermon about God the Father and used that phrase, and a woman came up after worship and she was weeping, young woman, and angry, and she says, God is not Father. My father abused me. My father did awful things. God is not Father to me. I have never forgotten that that's not what I intended. And from her perspective, she was injured by that language. And I have always asked myself, do I need to use that phrasology to explain God that is mother, father, God that is greater than all things? My father was a saint. I would be happy to refer to God as Father. And unless someone might be injured, and I don't need to injure them. It's a small piece, but it's part of that learning, growing, that journey in Christ. Examining ourselves, are we criticizing these people that used Corbin? Are we doing something else that we need to be aware of? I hope not. We use tools to try and ferret those things out. We use our church and our traditions, and we use scriptures. We use the Word of God to try and guide us and inspire us and keep us on the track and not allow us to stray into things. There's a big one going on right now. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And that one's not really landing right now, is it, in our atmosphere around us? And I worry a little bit. I watch a specific news channel, and I think, what is their bias? Where can I find something neutral to tell me the news and the straightforward information without bias? If you found something like that out there, let me know. I don't know where it is. But how is it that we can do that, and how can we be unbiased and offer Christ? We are moving on to perfection, amen? So I ask for the grace of God to open my eyes, that I might be like those who were depending upon Corbin, that I might not do something that I know is wrong, that God knows is wrong. Let's end with a prayer. Lord, help us to walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from our heart, and do not slander nor do no evil to others. Guide us to never heap shame upon one another, but love them as our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Diana, are you going to? Michael is going to help you stand. He's going to sing Lily of the, he is the Lily of the Valley. Come forward, Mr. Lily. There's actually a preacher in our conference named Dave Lily. If he were here, I'd have him lead this hymn, but Michael, you'll have to fill in. Stand, let's sing.
The Rambler by Roy Rogers.
The Rambler, all right.
They use the same tune. I just like it. What can I say?
Did you want to say something? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of thousands to my soul. He's the lily of the valley. In him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah! He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he, my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsakes me and Satan tempts me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah! The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will, a wall of fire about me, I have nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen.
Cheers.
We got an interpretation there with a little bit of energy and excitement. We celebrate all of the gifts and joys and graces amongst us. We celebrate Christ in our midst, amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, share the grace of God to all the world in need of it, amen? Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing.
Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go.
And God's people said, amen.